Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today I'm reading from Psalm 57. This is a Psalm of David in the New American Standard Bible, and this is when he was fleeing from Saul and was hiding in a cave. This is what it says. Be gracious to me, God, be gracious to me, for my soul takes refuge in you. And in the shadow of your wings, I will take refuge until destruction passes by. I will cry to God Most High, to God who accomplishes all things for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He rebukes the one who tramples upon me. God will send his favor and his truth. My soul is among lions. I must lie among those who devour, among sons of mankind whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue is a sharp sword. Be exalted above the heavens, God. May your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They dug a pit before me. They themselves have fallen into the midst of it. My heart is steadfast, God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises. Awake, my glory. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations, for your goodness is great to the heavens and your truth to the clouds. Be exalted above the heavens, God. May your glory be above all the earth. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you so much that we can be in the most dark circumstances, like David in a cave, and still want you to be exalted above the whole earth, to see you as the creator even of the cave, to see you as the one who's with us in the midst of the darkness. And yet David was able to look above and beyond all of that. Help us to do the same, Lord. I love how many couplets are in this particular song. Be gracious to me, be gracious to me. This repetition means that this is truly the longing of David's heart. My soul is among lions. I must lie among those who devour. Another hint to the lions. And then twice it says, be exalted above the heavens, God. My heart is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing. I will sing. Awake my glory. Awake harp and lyre. I will awaken harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you. I will sing praises. So you can just see all of these couplets, and they're so lovely. One is a prayer to be gracious. One is a statement of stress. And one is a statement about our heart being steadfast. And Lord, I pray that maybe we need to do that a little bit more often, just to say it out loud when we're walking through difficult circumstances or the world is shifting beneath us. We can say out loud, my heart is steadfast, God. My heart is set steadfast. And Lord, when life doesn't seem to have a very good melody, or the darkness surrounds us like David is in a cave, help us to sing. To sing to you, to sing praises to you. And when darkness seems to overcome everything, help us to say to our souls, awake, soul, awake, harp and lyre, awaken the dawn. And Lord, we thank you so much that weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And I would add that that morning can be two different mornings. Joy can come in the morning, but also can come in the mourning. We can find joy from the beginning of a day. We can find joy in the midst of our grief. And that's something that you do, Lord, and we praise you for that. There's so much that you have done. You have spoken the truth to us. You are the creator of everything we see, the heavens and the earth. And your glory extends beyond the atmosphere of this earth and goes all the way up to all the stars and the galaxies that you have thrown into existence. Because of that, we bow down and we worship you. We praise you. We trust in you in the midst of a pit. When people dig pits for us, Lord, it's usually not our fault when we fall in, but Lord, we can choose to praise you in the midst of it. And Lord, in Psalm 23, you say, you prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And so, Lord, we need that feast in the midst of our famine today. We need the feast in the midst of the persecution. We need the feast in the midst of our stress and distress. I praise you and thank you that you will create that feast with your presence. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And you may or may not know this, but I am a painter. It's hard for me to say that out loud because it's super embarrassing because I haven't been doing it for very long, but I love to do watercolors. And so part of my thank you to you at the $10 level is to send you a painting every month. So if you're interested in supporting the podcast and getting that free painting, and you can use it however you want, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday.